This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the establishment of National Turmeric Board. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called the establishment of the board a matter of immense joy, particularly for the country's hard-working turmeric farmers. He underscored that this board will ensure better opportunities for innovation, global promotion, and value addition in turmeric production. The Prime Minister added that it will strengthen the supply chains, benefiting both farmers and consumers alike. Earlier, Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal virtually inaugurated the National Turmeric Board in New Delhi. Prime Minister Modi launched Mission Mausam to make the country a weather-ready and climate-smart nation. The Prime Minister launched the mission during the celebrations of the 150th Foundation Day of the India Meteorological Department, IMD, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, "The launch of Mission Mausam is a symbol of the country's commitment towards a sustainable future and a future readiness." Union Commerce Minister and senior BJP leader Piyush Goyal has said that the good governance for the past 10 years has been based on 10 foundational principles. Delivering the keynote address at an event in Chennai, he said that the government-led Prime Minister Narendra Modi functions under a decisive leadership. Root cause analysis, outcome-oriented action, rule of law and transparency, time-bound execution, prioritization of issues, accountability and monitoring, adoption of technology, innovative financing, and partnership with all stakeholders. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology hosted an industrial meet to accelerate innovation in rechargeable battery technology yesterday. Addressing the event, Secretary of the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, S. Krishnan, said that the meet marks a significant step forward for the technology developed, emphasizing industry-oriented research and collaboration. The event highlighted the progress made by the Center in indigenous manufacturing technology for lithium-ion, sodium-ion, and lithium polymer. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and Spanish Foreign Affairs Minister Jose Manuel Albares participated in a session on strategic alliances for a changing world at the Spain-India Council Foundation in Madrid. In a social media post on X, Dr. Jayashankar highlighted that India-Spain collaboration is crucial in a turbulent world, strengthening the global economy and ensuring the training and mobility of talent. He also noted that Spain is a key partner in deepening India's relations with the EU, the Mediterranean and Latin America. President of Singapore Tharman Shanmugaratnam has arrived in India for his five-day state visit. President Tharman is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, members of parliament and officials. This is his first visit to India as the President of Singapore. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and several other Indian dignitaries will call on the President Tharman today. During his visit, President Tharman will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu, who will also host a banquet in his honour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also meet with the President of Singapore. In Ladakh, in a devastating road accident at Katpasaki Shilikchi on NH1 in Kargil, five people lost their lives and two others sustained injuries after a Scorpio collided with a tripper last afternoon. The deceased include three locals and two non-locals. The two injured victims are currently receiving treatment at District Hospital Kargil. The India Meteorological Department has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and at isolated places over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and West Uttar Pradesh today. Punjab, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and northeastern regions of the country are likely to experience dense fog conditions in the night and morning hours today. In the Kho-Kho World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's team ended Day 2 on a high note with remarkable victories. The Indian men's team defeated Brazil with a score of 64-34 at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.